This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You need to be at peace with yourself and at peace with your Lord and at peace with everybody else. And you'll be the happiest of all people. And this is what we're supposed to represent. Al-ghina, ghina nafs. True wealth is the wealth of the spirit, the wealth of the soul. It's not found in material things. Like, there are people out there, some of you know them, right? Their goal in life is to get a Mercedes, not just any Mercedes, S-Class. Syria call it Namlah. Get your Namlah, because the lights, they look like ant eyes. So like the ant, you want a Namlah. So you work hard, you work overtime, you get your degree from University of Texas, which has a certain amount of marketability. You get hired and you make your money and you get your Namlah. And you're happy until something goes vroom, like, wow, what was that? That's a Bentley. That's what real rich people drive. Then you just became instantly poor. You have your Namlah and you're poor. Man, I gotta get a Bentley. Man, I thought I had made it. So you get another job, you're killing yourself. You save your money and you get a Bentley. Now you're feeling real good, feeling real rich. You get those scarves, what do they call it, cravat or something in French? Yeah. Comment allez-vous? You're driving your Bentley and you have your cravat, you know, you're looking real rich. Vroom! Like, what was that? Oh, that's a Rolls Royce. That's what rich people drive. And then you just became poor again. Subhanallah. Yeah. So you work harder and you get your Rolls Royce. Now you're really feeling good. You hire a butler. Opens the door for you to get in your Rolls Royce. Good morning, Mr. Abdullah. Have a great day. Oh, thank you, Giles. Yeah, you hired your non-Muslim butler. You're feeling real rich. My butler is not even a Muslim. My butler's name is Giles. Okay, toodaloo, Giles. Roam! Like, what was that? That was a Maserati. That's what real rich people who feel young drive. Now you feel old and poor. You're like Taliban and poor. Subhanallah. You work hard, get your Maserati, and you're feeling real sporty. It never ends. This is the dunya. You're never going to catch the dunya. That's what we as a community should be telling people. People, you're never going to catch the dunya. Why? As Imam Ali said, irtahalat ad-dunya mudbiratan. The world is behind you and it's running away from you. That means what? If it's behind you, moving away from you, it's like this. How are you going to catch that? Irtahalat ad-dunya mudbiratan. It's behind you, running away from you. It's like that. You're never going to catch it. And we're never going to escape the akhirah. Well, irtahalat al-akhiratu muqbilatan. And the world is in front of you, moving towards you. How are you going to escape it? How can you catch that? And how can you escape that? It's impossible. I'll date myself. When I was a young person, there was this television program. Well, you guys know about it because they made it into a movie. Mission Impossible. How many of you? Yeah, you heard of Mission Impossible. You guys heard of Mission Impossible? No? You heard it? Yes? No? Can I get a witness? Two thumbs up. Allahu Akbar. I got a witness on it. Huh? Yeah, Mission Impossible. Brothers and sisters, catching the dunya is Mission Impossible, and escaping the akhirah is Mission Impossible. It's not going to happen. It's impossible. And so accept it. Embrace it. Relish it. Enjoy it. Which doesn't mean we work hard in the dunya. How we can't do the wonderful things that we work hard. But at the end of the day, we understand that's not the end of our affair.